This is Breakfast with Darren.
Five things you need to know as you wake up.
Now, this is a headline, might just be, you might just gloss over this one, but it is significant. The U.S. Securities Exchange Commission, right? The United States Securities and Exchange Commission has fined also an American company. They're called Consultancy Gartner. They fined them 50 million rand for their role in state capture linked to the South African Revenue Services. So essentially, Consultancy Gartner asked for a tender, you know, the normal grafting, asked for a tender. And offered a kickback of about 50 mil. Well, I don't know how much it would be. Obviously, they said, how much do you want the kickback to be? They probably said more. And they're like, how much more? They're like, more, Yanni, more.
And then Darren, you told us about the story yesterday. It was online. The video was online of a passenger who opened the emergency exit.
Yeah, while they were landing.
Yes, while they were landing. Well, Asiana Airlines. Yeah. That was that the airline. They're saying they will no longer sell tickets for certain emergency exit seats for the Airbus A321-200 because of things like that, guys.
Yeah. You see, this is why we don't have nice things.
Yeah.
Because of these passengers.
Yeah, bro.
Number three, Belarus president. He's the friend. He's the neighbor of Putin. Here's his Mikey. Besties. Alexander Lukashenko has claimed that nations who are willing to join the Union State of Russia and Belarus will be given nuclear weapons. There you go. Welcome to our initiative. We are freeing the world. Have nuke. Enjoy nuke.
There's a Masan.
This is crazy. Yeah. This is the age we're living in. It's crazy.
It is. And here's an update, Darren and Sky. The N2 northbound today is a problem. It's already a huge backlog of traffic. It was protest action last night.
Why?
Right? There was protest action last night on the N2 in the vicinity of Chesterville, on the M7 joining the N2, the Spaghetti Junction, that vicinity there.
What's going on?
So, news team will update us on why and who and what happened with regard to that protest action. But it went really bad and volatile. And
oh, snap.
So it's a cleanup operation that is still in
progress.
So
the protest is over, but the
cleanup protest is over. It's cleaning up
now. We still don't know what they were protesting about. Service delivery problem?
So news team will update us. It looks like that. Let's get the factual information on that. But yeah, let's not call it, because it did get very intense last night. But motorists are struggling now this morning, and that needs to go out. The N2 northbound coming from Higginson to Spaghetti Junction. Major delays.
All right. So between news and traffic, we'll give you updates throughout the morning for that one. And Cape Townian Evan Robinson created the world's first open-source, do-it-yourself smartphone that anyone can build from off-the-shelf components. You get the plans from online, you go buy the components. Guys, you can build your own smartphone. We live in the age where you can make your own smartphone. Yes.
DIY smartphone.
12 times bigger than a normal phone. It looks like the old original Nokia, the big brick. Even bigger. You sellotaped five of those bricks together.
Yeah, that's not
three.
Smart.
Yeah, 5 6-1-10s.
Yeah. But you made your own cell phone at home.
That's
a thing.
We should try that.
Should we try it?
Get some people in the room. Like, you got a philanthropist and Darren Moore. You got a sports coach. Yeah, you got our producer is
not a philanthropist. I'm a paleontologist.
Oh, flip! I don't know what you something. You something, bro.
We'll get Ruben
from IT. Yeah, 100%.
We're gonna make a phone.
Sure is.
Like it, and you guys can do the same. Look at Evan Robinson. Go and search for him on the socials. Actually, we've got it up on our website, ecr.co.za. Go make a phone.
Breakfast with Darren Moore on East Coast Radio.